Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here is your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we talk about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And we're trying this Facebook Live thing out again, so hopefully you got audio this time because, you know, we keep getting various levels of that. It's time to get started, getting your race car ready for 2019. That's right. Stocking stuffers for your cars. Yearwood Performance's Jim Costas here to join the show. How you doing this morning, Jim?
I'm doing well. A little cold, but, you know, it's winter.
A little cold?
Yeah.
I mean, Albuquerque, this is like cold for Albuquerque.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, it's like, you know, we have this cold front, and it'll be like 65 degrees, you know, like in the middle of next week, right?
Right, exactly. It's not Indianapolis cold, but it's cold for Albuquerque.
Well, yeah. Well, and that's like that bone-chilling cold.
Right.
So how hard is the cold and basically the fluctuation in temperatures, I mean, on your car?
I mean, hopefully most of us can keep them in the garage where it's, you know, it's cold outside. You got to bring them in.
That's right. That's right. So what do you get started? I mean, thinking about 2019, what do you get started first getting your car ready for the next season?
Well, first and foremost, you do have to make sure things don't freeze.
Right.
So, you know, if you... A lot of people don't run antifreeze, especially at the racetrack and drag strips and stuff, because if they have a leak,
right,
the antifreeze is very hard to clean up. So a lot of tracks don't allow antifreeze to be used. So if you don't run an antifreeze in your car, you notice I don't call it a coolant,
right,
because it's not a very good coolant.
Right.
It's much better keeping water from freezing. That's why they call it antifreeze. You need to put some sort of antifreeze in there to keep things from freezing over during the wintertime, because even though it doesn't seem like it's that cold, but it can get that cold inside, even like trailers and such, you know, where a lot of people store their race cars and what have you.
Absolutely. So, of course, yeah, I mean, a lot of tracks, I mean, circle tracks, I mean, the drag strip, I mean, antifreeze is
really slick.
Yes, it's a mess to clean
bad
up.
Bad for traction.
Absolutely. But, I mean, because of course, you know, we watch NHRA, you know, on the weekends, and I mean, every run they break down the motor, but
oh, yeah.
Do you go through your basic maintenance, or do you pull the heads off, or do you do, anything like that?
It depends on the level of racer. There's a lot of guys that can get away with just, you know, like draining the fluids, refreshing their oils, the transmission fluid, the rear end oil. Some people actually have to take it a bit more further, you know, like Robert when he went out to Vegas a couple weeks ago and melted numbers of pistons. So, you know, he's got a little bit
broke.
More.
Well, things are broke. You know, you've got to fix him. But right. I was even thinking about just the basic, you know, I mean,
freshening
maintenance.
Well,
started.
So it depends on how many laps. I mean, there's depending on the level of the engine, depending on how far they can run it. The more hopped up the engine tends to be less time that they can run it.
Yeah.
So, you know, some guys will have to freshen at 100 laps where other guys can make 300 laps.
Wow.
And laps, I mean, you know, passes down the drag strip.
Right, which it could be like years, right?
Yeah. You know? Well, it depends. I mean, if you race enough, I mean, right. I think the most I used to make 250 passes a year.
Okay, wow.
So it depends on how much you race.
Yeah.
So, but I was racing a lot then.
Well, and you were also having to rejet and stuff for different altitudes and humidities,
right,
and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you probably were in there a lot more, which is, and inspections going on also while you're making changes.
Yeah, all the time. It was nonstop.
So we of course talk about antifreeze, but what about fuel? I mean, should be draining the fuel down?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I mean, it's a corrosive chemical, so it's. Even though a lot of the hoses that we use nowadays are coated and to deal with the ethanols and stuff that are in even basic fuel that you get at your pump, it's still corrosive, especially like if you run an alcohol or anything like that, you got to get that out of there.
Yeah.
It's just, it'll gum up, it's a bad thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, plus, I mean, I guess if something were to happen and there was a fire, which you you know all about. But anyway, we won't digress. So I was thinking a little bit about love for our car and stocking stuffers. What are some items that people can pick up and show their love for their car?
Well, I mean, we have one of our customers' wives been coming in this whole week every day, and she's been picking up hand cleaners.
Oh.
She's been picking up car cleaners, different spray waxes, different for all of her friends.
There you go.
It's a car family, you know. They're all into cars. So she keeps coming. Okay, I forgot about so-and-so. I need something. What can I get them? And so, you know, and we do have a couple things that are actually gift. Well, we call it gift wrapped.
Right.
You know, as far as we go, it's actually well done. But, you know, they're self-unwrapped and got a little ribbon and stuff on it. But so you can come and pick up stuff like that. There's we got this really cool alarm clock.
Oh, wow.
You know, so if you want to put a clock out in your shop or whatever, or you want to wake up to the noises of the drag strip every morning, we got that.
Wow.
We just got a bunch of different little things, keychains, just, and then, of course, you know, actual, like, car stuff. Which is never a bad thing to find under the tree.
Right, absolutely. So, of course, it's not too early to start talking about Super Nationals.
No.
I mean, it is December 1st, which is absolutely shocking. And so I guess you guys have already got tickets for Super Nats. And, I mean, that would be a great stocking stuffer.
Absolutely, yeah. And matter of fact, I'll put this out there. If somebody comes in and buys a pair of tickets for the Super Nationals, because we're starting to sell them today, and we have them before anybody else has them. This is kind of a deal we worked out with them for years now. If you mention your show, say, I heard it on ESPN, I heard your voice saying, come buy tickets, and I buy a pair of them, I'll give you a free year with your.
Awesome.
But you have to mention the show.
Right.
If they don't mention it, they don't get the free ticket.
What if they don't know the name of the show?
That's okay. They heard you on the radio and you say you're giving away t-shirts if
well,
I bought tickets.
It's not like you're like all over the radio.
No.
What were they mentioned? Hey, I saw you on Facebook.
Well, yeah, that would. I guess technically they heard me on Facebook on the radio, right?
Well, we don't know.
That's true.
So I guess we'll find out at the first break when we check and see how it went.
Because we are working on a new t-shirt design. Hopefully we'll have that out in the spring.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Because we've been running the tachometer one for a little while.
I was going to say, you should start like a limited edition every year t-shirt.
That's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
You don't seem to be afraid of work, though.
No.
I mean, what are you working on now? What's your latest project?
I'm still playing with my F-100.
Okay.
Yeah, we're about to put...
What's with that Camaro, though?
Is that one
that's already done?
Yeah.
You know, okay. So
the 67.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
okay.
It's done.
So that was the one that you got. You know, because the other projects weren't coming
right
along.
Right place, right time. That's how I acquired that car.
Exactly.
So yeah. I don't know. It may stay around. It may. I don't know. We'll see. It. I'm a car guy. I like all cars, and sometimes it's like, well, that's cool, but I mean, it's. I'm not the type of person that wants just a stock car.
Right.
And that Camaro is something that I wouldn't want to modify because it's all original numbers matching, et cetera,
right.
et cetera. Which makes it nice because it has a decent value, but it's not exactly what floats my boat.
Right.
I'm more of the, hey, it's if 300 horsepower is good, 6 got to be better.
Right.
So, and that's not something I would want to do to that
right.
car. So it may not be long-lived in my life.
Been there, done that? Is that kind of right place, right time?
Right?
But see, that's your level of appreciation for it too.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely, yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, you can't do certain things to certain types of cars. I mean, that wasn't the point.
Mm-hmm.
Which is exactly the point to this show is race cars were meant to be raced.
Yes.
Yeah,
cars were meant to be driven.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to just be, you know, sitting there, trailer queens,
right.
anything like that. Even though if you're going to be a trailer queen, you better take the fuel out. You better
right.
put some antifreeze in, right?
Exactly. But
well, tell us. I mean, you know, I mean, the business continues to evolve. I mean,
correct.
You know, retail continues to evolve. Social media. I mean, how do people reach out to you? Are you finding a lot more interaction on Facebook and on the internet?
Every day. You know, obviously we're on Facebook. We have two different Facebook pages for, we got Yearwood Performance and we have Yearwood Performance Center. You can find us on the web at yearwoodperformance.com. You can actually pick up a phone and call us if you choose.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
That's a landline, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, with a cord and everything. Well, actually, I guess you could have cordless.
Right.
And email, I mean, you name it. We're on Instagram. What else? That's enough.
All that other stuff.
That's more than enough.
Does Tony help you out with that stuff? I mean, being the young gun there?
One would think he would, yeah. Not as much as I would hope.
Hey, shout out. Step up, Tony.
Right, exactly. He's even going to college for, you know, media stuff.
Well, like, there you go.
On, dude.
Right. Yeah, well, then I guess, you know, it'd be like, you know, not wanting to take your work home, right? You know,
yeah,
and it's like...
I'll shove that excuse for him. I'll save that one for him.
Well,
things are good, so we can't complain. We're just looking forward to, you know, survival of the winter is what we call it.
Yeah.
Things tend to be a little bit slower this time. Now, I do want to throw something out there for people that are looking to do, like, a large project. Holly does a, I call it the whoring out of their product sale.
Okay.
It's called Holly Days. So if somebody wants to special order something like a big fuel injection kit or things like that, we'll match whatever price they have on their website.
Awesome.
And it can be a significant discount. So
awesome. Hey, we really appreciate you coming in this morning.
Sure.
You know, thanks for joining us on Facebook. Hopefully it worked. But wish you a great season and
thanks,
congratulations on 50 years.
Thank you.
I guess we're almost to where we're going to roll it over to 51 and we can stop talking about it, right?
Yeah, exactly, right? So we'll see what happens in 60.
Well, there you go. Happy holidays if I don't have you on before.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much.
Yeah, please. I'm always glad to be here.
All right, we got a whole lot more coming up, so stay tuned. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report or even watching it on Facebook here at ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
Cool Springs Trampoline Park is moving this fall to 5205 San Mateo Boulevard. Cool Springs expands in its new location with all new trampolines, larger dodgeball, battle beam, competition ninja course, laser tag, virtual reality simulators, rock climbing walls, and a tasty snack bar. Visit Cool Springs Trampoline Park coming this fall to 5205 San Mateo Boulevard. For more information, go to coolsprings.com and follow us on Facebook. Cool Springs with a Z.
There's a chill in the air, and that means Dreamstyle Remodeling's fall sale on stoves and fireplace inserts is here. Choose from gas, pellet, and wood stoves by Blaze King, EPA rated number one, plus Lopi, Enviro, and Cozy Heat. Get up to $650 off select stoves and inserts, plus military, teacher, and first responder discounts with easy financing. Save on heat now at Dreamstyle Remodeling, 1460 Renaissance across from Sam's Club, and our heat source location at 1519 Eubank.
Hi, Jim Villanucci here, and I picked the perfect time to come back to Albuquerque. Why is that? Because we can still join the weekly Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque Pro Football Pick'em Contest on 1017theteam.com for weekly prizes and a grand prize trip for two to Las Vegas, including $1,000 in cash. Cha-ching! Weekly winners receive a $100 gift card to the fabulous O'Neill's restaurants, and second and third place weekly winners also get $50 and $25 respectively. Each weekly winner will be entered to win the grand prize at the end of this season, a trip for two to Las Vegas, round-trip airfare, two nights luxury lodging, and $1,000 in cash. Cha-ching! Compete against your friends and other VIPs every week. It's the Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque Pro Football Pick'em Contest on 1017theteam.com. Win weekly prizes from O'Neill's and the grand prize trip to Vegas, sponsored by Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque, O'Neill's, Aquila Travel, and 1017theteam.com.
Get ready. Get set. To go eat. The 8-time award-winning Buffet 66 Fresh Market is now open and all new. New food, new flavors, and the all-new buffet is located at Route 66 Casino Hotel. Race over to Buffet 66 Fresh Market, where the food is always fresh. Anything you want, we got it. Visit Route66Casino.com for more details.
Happy holidays from Yearwood Performance, the home for go-fast parts, giving you the edge on the track and the street for 50 years. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges, and accessories, including the largest selection of hoses and fittings. Torco Racing Fuel ready to go in convenient 5-gallon cans. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance, 341 Eubank, and on the west side at 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. Still leading the pack since 1968. YearwoodPerformance.com.
Nestled in the beautiful North Valley with a spectacular garden patio, fresh and delicious margaritas with live music Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. It's Casa de Benavides and Albuquerque the Magazine's top 5 restaurant. Beautiful patio, authentic New Mexican food, Casa de Benavides, just south of Paseo on 4th Street.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Joey Logano, driver number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque 1017 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 1017 The Team. And I tell you, this week was the awards banquet for NASCAR, and you know, a lot of people got to make a decision on whether they like Joey Logano as a champion. I mean, we know they like Chase Elliott. I mean, he's the new most popular driver 2018 NASCAR season, and it's like that. You know, you either got to be an Elliott or an Earnhardt. So I think I'm going to change my last name to Eswope, right? Like esports, like Eswope. But anyway. It seemed funnier on paper than it did live. But joining us now is Matt Willis, the ESPN stats and info guru. How you doing this morning, man?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I think I'm still in the running for most popular columnist for this year, so I got my fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, you know, there's only 3 more voting days. You know, 3 more voting shows for that. And I think that you and McKeon are like neck and neck, right? And so I got to ask you, did you guys like sit down and watch the Jimmy Johnson Alonso Fernando battle as to who was going to be a better driver in the other sport?
No, we couldn't get the negotiations for snacks worked out in time. we're gonna hope to get that next year.
Well, I know snacks and drinks are important to you guys, and so I thought maybe before we got into the hardcore stuff, we'd really get to the really important questions like sides for Thanksgiving and what you do with the leftovers. Are certain sides better as leftovers? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, some of them are easier to deal with leftovers. Now, I love NASCAR, but my true passion is food. So, you know, I like to kind of pan fry the potatoes and the stuffing, get a little crisp on there,
and then
throw them on a sandwich. And if you're worried about the putting gravy on it, making the whole thing soggy, you know, make it a little dip on the side. Do it as a little au jus. You know, there's nothing wrong with dipping your sandwich.
An au jus gravy. You are a genius. Because actually, I was gonna. My mom makes this great a cranberry relish that is super good. Thin sliced turkey, you got the stuffing and a little bit of that cranberry relish. I'm telling you, it doesn't even matter what the bread is. It's awesome.
It's making me hungry. It's never too early for a turkey sandwich. I think I'm ready to go right now.
Well, I was gonna say, out in Bristol, it's about 10. It's about 10:20. So you're getting close to lunch. This ought to be.
Oh,
a good
yeah,
one.
And I've actually been up since 1:30, so it's well as my lunchtime right
okay,
now.
Okay, it's dinner time for you, bro. I mean, that's pretty crazy. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on Joey Logano? I mean, how's this guy going to be as a representing champion?
I think it's going to be great, because I think he's one of the biggest characters in NASCAR right now, and that, you know, so many people have such a strong opinion of him. I think right now you look at Kyle Busch and Joey Logano as the two strongest personalities in NASCAR, the ones that really get the crowd most fired up here, loving him or hating him. And I think that's really good for NASCAR, and that we have an exciting champion to go up to next year. It's a young champion. It's the first champion in NASCAR in the Cup Series, born in the 1990s. So it's going to be something we're going to see for a while. And, you know, all signs point to this being the first of a lot of championships for him. He didn't have the year in wins that Kyle Busch or Kevin Harvick had. But in terms of consistency, he's tied for the top 10 finishes by any champion in the 2000s. So he had a better year than you'd think once you really start digging into the consistency stats.
Well, when are we going to start realizing that Roger Penske is a genius, right? I mean, on the same year that he goes into the NASCAR Hall of Fame, he gets his second championship as an owner and his second driver. He compared the Logano's pass on Truex to Rick Mears passing the Indy 500. I mean, this guy is phenomenal, and he can win at any level. I just think that when he took a look at Logano, and Logano, you know, didn't do as good in the 20, you know, for Joe Gibbs as they thought he was gonna do, but he stepped up and he did it in a very statement, you know, a very Penske way, and just showed it on the track and kind of kept his mouth shut even when they were baiting him heading into the Final Four.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the move to sign Logano when he was coming off a down tenure at Gibbs, and it looked like, you know, maybe he, you know, was one of these young guns that flamed out, didn't pan out to what he was supposed to be, and Penske gave him a shot, put him in a really good piece of equipment, and Logano shot it almost immediately by winning races, and you look at the win numbers since he moved over to Penske, and he's right up there with any other driver in the sport in terms of the number of wins since he's been in the 22. You know, you really have to respect the Penske's eye for talent, both, you know, especially when you consider the differences needed in stock cars versus open wheels, and Penske's had such excellence in both of those series for such a long time, when, you know, very few others have any sort of crossover success in those two forms of racing. It is really, really remarkable.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, but it's never too early to call your shot for 2019. Could we see a repeat? All right, well, you know, I don't know if we're going to see the same Final Four. I mean, the car number is going to be different on Truex if he makes it to the Final Four. Could we see a first year slump as Truex and Cole Pearn move over to the 19?
I think you're going to see some interesting things this year. You know, with car changes and with this year, in a month it can be this year, next year for,
yeah, exactly,
for what we're going into next year, and the, you know, you know, no one ever would have foreseen the Hendrick struggles they had this year. And so, gazing to my crystal ball, I think having another year with the Chevy under their belt, I think we're going to see a Rick Hendrick rebound. I like Chase Elliott for my incredibly too early 2019 championship pick. I think he's going to have the same kind of breakthrough that Joey Logano did. It's going to be a big youth movement. Obviously, Kyle Busch is going to be right there. Kevin Harvick, you know, is primed for a big year, but the fact that he's going to be 43 for the season worries me a little bit. You know, the early 40s is where we tend to see a lot of NASCAR drivers drop off. If you look at the last year, Dale Earnhardt and Richard Petty won titles, they were about 42, 43. So this is really the point when, you know, it's the last kind of chance to win a championship for these drivers.
Well, I'm 10 years older than that, so I'm offended. You ageist?
I don't think you've hit your peak yet. My numbers say you haven't hit your peak yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, now that you can see I'm on Facebook Live, yeah, I hit my peak like, you know, at least like 20 years ago. But anyway, my voice is still strong, so we can still do that. Hey, so we're waiting for that first chip to fall. When are we going to find out who's going to get in the number one? Is Kurt Busch going to go over there? Or is Kurt Busch going to re-sign?
I think Kurt Busch ends up in the one, but it's tough to tell which is going to be the first domino to fall, whether it's going to be the one or the 41. You know, all indications since when the season was still going on was Kurt Busch to the one, Daniel Suarez to the 41. That seems to be all the chatter, and it hasn't happened yet. And the fact that it hasn't happened is a little suspicious, but with so many sponsor contracts to kind of you kind of move through from Monster Energy to who Suarez might be bringing with him to a new team. There's just so many little contract details. Now, we're NASCAR's tough because the offseason is so short. It won't be too long before we're pulling into Daytona and getting ready to race. So, we've got to fill some seats. But it looks like those dominoes are the last to fall. And I think it's going to be, who signs who first and then who goes to the other car. Because those two seem like the prime players for those two cars. It's just a matter of who's in what car.
Well, and, not to talk too much about the end of the 2019 season yet, but are we going to see Jimmy Johnson actually step away and then maybe 2020 is going to run in the Indy 500?
Well, that would be phenomenal. To be able to see Fernando Alonso in the Indy 500 and Jimmy Johnson in the Indy 500, that would be tremendous for that race's prestige. The flashback to eras like the 60s and 70s, where regardless of where you ran, the top drivers always seemed to run in the Indy 500 from around the world. The Formula One drivers, the IndyCar drivers, USAC. It was that's kind of the era I'd really like to see the Indy 500 get to. And if it means going back to Monday so they can entice even more drivers, active drivers in NASCAR, to come run a Monday Indy 500 on Memorial Day, I think that'd be an amazing thing for that race.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, man, so how can we follow your work?
I'll be on my Twitter account, Willis on NASCAR, when I, we're ready to load it back up and start tweeting out countdown to the Daytona 500 notes, but I'll be on there. I will have occasional thing items pop up on the ESPN.com, the NASCAR page. My stat watch for the end of 2019 is still hanging around there, working on some projects in the off season, and look forward to doing some work in the offseason and chasing after some fun projects.
Awesome. Well, hey, thank you for joining the show this morning. And if I don't get you back on before the holidays, have a Merry Christmas and a safe one. Happy New Year. This is your first Christmas as a married man, right?
Yeah, this is the first one. I was engaged last year and living together, but now this is the first one with the ring on the finger.
Well, hey, don't mess it up and get the wrong gift, dude. So I'll send you some ideas, all right?
Thank you. My one goal is just don't mess it up.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for joining the show, man.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
All right. That was Matt Willis, a writer, and definitely the stats and info guru. He can always bring in. Hey, we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to be talking some kicker arena cross. We're going to be talking some off-road racing with Outlaw Desert Racing. Just stay tuned. Check us out on Facebook as well. We're on Facebook Live today. Looks like we maybe got it all worked out. Hey, RJ. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. Come together right now over
me. Boogity, boogity, boogity. This is Darrell Waltrip, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Looking to advance your education at a reasonable cost? Then come visit the most affordable university in New Mexico, Eastern New Mexico University. For more information, visit enmu.edu/visit Eastern New Mexico University. Explore. Experience. Excel.
Ah, Sunday. All set up with your favorite cup and your Sunday journal. Seventh heaven. Actually, only 1/7 of it. You miss a lot not getting the journal daily. In fact, it's much too much to miss. You miss getting that Journal Subscribers Rewards card with savings that in 1 month can pay for your subscription? Much too much to miss. Like the magazines, Business Outlook, Relish, Homestyle, New Mexico Life, the new TV Now, and others. No daily journal? Much too much to miss. Like the Journal's investigative reporting. More awards for it than any state news source. When they say, catch you later, they mean it. Amber Alerts? The e-journal gets them, then TV and the others pick them up. Since the 1880s, the Albuquerque Journal has held the pulse of this place. Today, in its trim, fit, on-point coverage of what's around us and who we are, the Journal's good for you. Take one daily. Your Albuquerque Journal is much too much to miss. Subscribe at abqjournal.com or call 823-4400.
I'm Teresa Butterfield.
And I'm Mike Butterfield.
Join us Saturday, December 1st, as we kick off the holiday season with our annual Diamonds and Desserts celebration.
Maybe this is the Christmas for that diamond she's always dreamed of.
We brought in more gorgeous diamonds directly from our cutters.
Our store is brimming with holiday cheer, New Mexico's most beautiful diamond jewelry.
And here's the sweetest part. Spend just $750 or more this Saturday and receive a beautiful pair of Butterfield diamond studs earrings as our gift.
You heard Teresa right. The diamond studs are on us.
It's Butterfield Jewelers Diamonds and Desserts Holiday Celebration. All day Saturday, December 1st from 10 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. Butterfield Jewelers, celebrating 90 years as New Mexico's store for diamonds.
Join us, won't you? And let the Christmas season begin.
Butterfield, we can make diamonds a part of your life.
Butterfield Jewelers. For more, visit ButterfieldJewelers.com.
Anytime is a good time for the Barley Room. Lunch and dinner with live music, karaoke, and a menu that will rival any restaurant in town. Unique offerings like Gouda Tots, Mexican egg rolls, and sliders get you started. The Barley Room provides catering and growler refills on local craft beer and draft favorites. Sit and enjoy a brew with the Mug Club. The Barley Room at Eubank in Spain. Catch the game in HD. Your perfect brew is waiting for you. BarleyRoom.com.
Hey, this is Butch Patrick. That's right, Eddie Munster, and you're listening to David Swope on ESPN 101.7 on the New Mexico Motorsports Report.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone call at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. And a quick programming note, coming up at 9 a.m., we got FM Sports Saturday with Fred Holberg and Marty Watts. 10 a.m., we got the Team High School Show with Gary Heron. With Scott Galletti and James Yotis. At 1 p.m., we got the 6A State Championship game, La Cueva versus Cleveland. Pre-game starts at 12:30, 6 p.m. We got the Big Ten Championship, number 19, Northwestern versus number 10, Ohio State. On Sunday, 11 a.m., we got the Broncos versus Bengals, and at 2:05, the Chiefs versus Raiders. And I tell you, Kareem Hunt, man. I mean, people make some bad choices. I'll leave that to the experts on that. It doesn't have anything to do with racing, but talking about racing and specifically off-road racing, joining us is Drew Garcia, live from Arizona. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, man. We're coming to you live from Westworld here in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah, what's going on out there, man?
Hey, we got the World International Arizona Off-Road Expo. It's going down here. There's over 150 vendors, everybody in the off-road industry, from off-road racing to sand sports, UTVs. Every vendor in the nation's pretty much here. It's like a mini SEMA. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's fantastic. And, of course, your 2019 race schedule is now out on Facebook. I mean, talk about everything it took to put that together for next year.
Yeah, we had to make some changes with Outlaw Desert Racing, but we're in a positive direction. We got Chris Bros, he's our new president, and he's changed everything. And I'll let him talk about that real quick to let you know what Outlaw Desert Racing is looking to for the future.
Good morning, David. How are you?
What's up, Chris? I didn't know you could get on too, man. This is like a doubleheader.
Yeah, we're on Facebook Live on ODR right now as well, so we're doing the interview with you live.
Awesome.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah.
Outlaw Racing, I actually just got the paperwork last week from the state of New Mexico that we are approved to be a nonprofit organization. And we're going towards the direction of helping veterans, both law enforcement and military veterans, to give them rides in the race car during the pre-run to kind of increase morale and help them out and get them out of a funky position and just show them that there's life out there, even if you do have some disabilities. You know, I'm a disabled vet myself, and my son, he's a disabled vet, and you know, we got to stop this 22 suicides a day from the military, you know, and law enforcement's got the same issue, you know, so we're doing the race schedule and we're raising money and out here promoting.
Absolutely phenomenal what you guys are doing. And, you know, Chris, thank you. I mean, you do so much, for the community. I mean, I had you on, you know, before the hurricane, with the hurricane relief and the different things that you do. And of course, you know, being a disabled veteran yourself, I mean, talk about just, I mean, how much that means to you to be able to take that extra step and combine your passion with another passion in helping veterans.
Well, I don't consider it a job.
Right.
You know, this is fun for me, but I'm also able to help people that have some problems, you know, bring some smiles back to their face. And that's what it's about. You know, the off-road community and the racing community in a whole, whether it's on the pavement or the dirt or in the sky, you know, with planes, it's all one big, huge family and it's competition. And you may be, you know, wanting to beat each other up on the track, but when you're off the track and you're back in the pits, everybody's giving everybody hugs. So
yeah,
you know, it's and helping one another out.
Well, that's, you know, that's one thing I've always loved about racing is that at that moment, that's everything else goes away. Now all you can think about is what you're doing at that particular moment. I mean, and pushing yourself, and it would be a great relief for the veterans. Get away from all the other thoughts and concerns they have, and just check out something super cool. But thank you so much for that. Throw Drew back on. I wanted to ask him about some of our New Mexico drivers that have been kicking it in the Baja 1000, man.
Yeah, so we got Liz Carr. She's out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, the 722X bike. She was in Ironman class. She did the Baja 1000 all by herself. And she finished. She rocked it. She's the first woman in history to do it. And Liz is in Albuquerque. We're proud of you. If you're listening, you go, girl. We were there listening over the radio and the internet the whole time. Also, Pat Sims, he's in TT Trophy Truck Spec class out of Eunice, New Mexico, Team WFO. They didn't reach the time limit, but they hung it out there and they went all the way to the distance and they finished the Baja 1000. Also, shout out to Jonathan Faulkner. He's out of Las Cruces, New Mexico. This kid was in the Trophy Truck Spec class, and they finished the Baja 1000. So we're very proud of them. They're all, Pat Sims and Jonathan are Outlaw Desert Racers, so we're very proud of them. Also, just to let you know, the 2019 Outlaw Desert Racing schedule is up. March 29th, we have Tech and Contingency in Belen, New Mexico for the Belen 200, and we have a huge sponsor that we're going to be teaming up with, and we'll honor that here after everything's done. So we're going to keep that secret and under wraps. Also, May 3rd, 4th, and 5th is the Cinco de Baja in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. So that's our huge race. So that's going down May 4th. And then July 26th, we're having a huge night race also in Belen, New Mexico, for July 26th and 27th. If you want more information, go to Facebook under Outlaw Desert Racing. Also, Outlaw Desert Racing's on Instagram and also outlawdesertracing.com.
Oh, that's fantastic, Drew. Well, hey, we appreciate you giving us a few moments and jumping on, and wish you guys the best of luck out there and represent in Arizona.
All right, thank you very much, and shout out to all our Outlaw Desert Racers. We're very proud of them. We got some local racers racing out in El Paso, Texas today at the store, Revenge 150, so good luck to them. And then all you other Outlaw Desert Racers, get those UTVs, bikes, quads, pilots, trucks, and buggies. Start prepping, get them ready, because Outlaw Desert Racing's in full force.
Awesome. Hey, Drew, thank you so much for coming on, and wish you guys the best of luck out there.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
All right. And that's, it was, Chris Braz and, Drew Garcia out there with, Outlaw Desert Racing. So, RJ, I wanted to get you on a little bit. I mean, there's still some, car shows and stuff that people can go to today.
Hey, David. Yeah. So we got some amazing ones going on for this weekend. We're, you always have the Owl Cafe Cars and Coffee, which is going on as we speak for hot coffee and donuts and all cars and enthusiasts,
yeah,
are going on at 800 Eubank. So we also have this amazing event, the 4th Annual Toys for Tots Car Show and Shine, which is going to be at the Snap Fitness up in Northeast Heights on Tramway and Indian School. And Albuquerque, it's supporting the Toys and Tots for the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. The show is going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., so a good, you know, mid-afternoon, good event. Open to all years, makes and models. There's no entry or no reward, no awards. It's all going to go to toys, food, and money accepted, all to charity for Toys for Tots.
Well, the thing that I saw that you threw up on the calendar, December 15th, the Balloon Museum Pod Race 8 Teeny Whoop Race. What is that?
Yeah, so Teeny Whoop is kind of like, so instead of like their traditional, the pint-sized version of their quadcopter. So it's going to fit in the palm of your hand, so a nice small little copter. It's going to be an indoor race. So it's going to be inside the event, a lot of amazing tricks. And it's going to be a Star Wars inspired. So they're going to the origin of the pod racing. So it's going to be the Kessel Run. They're going to take on the Death Star and try to survive and encounter the Star Killer base. So may the Force be with you when that's happening, but we're going to try to get someone on and learn a little more about an amazing event going on.
That's fantastic. I can't believe that. And of course, I noticed you have on the schedule, of course, February 11th, the Advanced Auto Parts Clash Daytona International Speedway. I mean, that's coming right up.
Hey,
I mean,
we're looking forward to it.
So much stuff going on. Of course, Super Nationals, January 25th, 26th, 27th is going to be awesome. And that's not on Super Bowl weekend. So I don't want to hear any excuses about, we're going to go watch the game or anything. So that there's a lot of great stuff coming up, including we're going to talk a little, Kicker Arena Cross. On the other side, of course, Keith Johnson, Bobby J's, sponsors bringing that stuff to town. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. So, definitely stay tuned. We've got a whole lot more coming up here on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Hola, Albuquerque. Este es Tony Canan, el piloto del carro número 14 para ABC Supply AJ Foyt Racing. Está escuchando el New Mexico Motorsports Report con David Soap de la ESPN Radio 1017 The Team.
At every Twin Peaks, you'll find wall-to-wall TVs, scratch food, and the signature 29-degree beer, served by the best-in-class Twin Peaks girls. Welcome to your new local spot for sports and scenic views. Finally, the NBA and hockey are back. Get to Twin Peaks for every hoop and hard-hitting hockey game this season. Twin Peaks is the best place for all things hoops and hockey. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Stop by Black Mesa Casino for the Season of Giving, Sundays in December at 3, 5, and 7 p.m. for a chance to win up to $1,000. Don't miss 3 times points every Friday and 10 times ticket entries on December 1st and 15th. See the Players Club for full details. The Full Moon Cash Grab happens December 22nd from 7 to 10 p.m. Don't miss your chance to grab up to $1,200 in cash. Past cash drawings are December 4th, 10th, 18th, and 24th. Black Mesa Casino, where Albuquerque and Santa Fe meet.
Oh, this Laguna burger looks delicious.
Don't you mean Laguna Burger?
Yeah, that's what I said. You've obviously never had a fresh world-famous Laguna burger before. Go ahead, take a bite.
Ah! Stop by the newest world-famous Laguna Burger location, north of I-40 on 12th Street. Never frozen certified Angus beef, hatch green chili. It's all fresh with a kick.
Laguna Burger.
Have you or someone you love been seriously injured? You need an experienced attorney. The Law Office of Brian K. Branch has been helping people just like you for over 30 years, recovering tens of millions of dollars for their clients. They'll help you understand and know your rights. They understand there is the easy way to do things and the right way to do things. When you have been seriously injured, you need someone in your corner who does things the right way. That's how the law office of Brian K. Branch has represented their clients for over 30 years. They will be right by your side when you need them, fighting for you every step of the way and doing things the right way. Voted Best Personal Injury Lawyer in the 2018 Albuquerque Journal Reader's Choice Awards. Call the law office of Brian K. Branch today for a free consultation at 717-2626. That's the law office of Brian K. Branch, 717-2626, 717-2626.
Slate Street Billiards, where the NFL and college football live on 14 flat screens and 9 huge projectors. Slate Street, providing the necessities for game-winning drives like the best of the city chicken wings, delicious homemade soups, 30 tap handles, and 14 local brews. Your home for every NFL and college football snap from touchdowns to field goals is at Slate Street Billiards in Rio Rancho. 15 regulation pool tables and awesome service. Located in the shopping center on the northeast corner of Unser and Southern, Slate Street Billiards. Life's better here.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Slope for the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. A lot of great stuff going on in town today. Of course, the arena soccer gets started out at Santa Ana Star Center, and it's going to be great to see the New Mexico Runners get going. Had Andres Trujillo on last week talking about that, so make sure you get a chance to go check that out. If you wanted to go to the Lobo women's game, all you got to do, I guess it's 2 o'clock today, all you got to do is come by the studio. First come, first serve. We got some tickets. We'd love to hook you up to go out and check that out. But also we got, Arena Cross. That's right. Arena Cross going on at Tingley. So, I mean, pretty much, I think everybody's going to be busy tonight checking some stuff out. But if you want to go to Arena Cross, we're going to tell you all about it. And joining us right now, is Keith Johnson with Bobby J's. How you doing, Keith?
I'm doing good, man. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I tell you, it's like it just keeps going. I mean, you guys go from motocross, you know, outdoor to arena cross. I mean, the whole season's going on all the time. I mean, how do you keep up, bud?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, typically arena cross and supercross stuff's in the winter months because it starts getting cold outside. And, you know, it's nice to be able to go in and have a indoor track perfectly groomed to be able to ride on, where it's a little warmer out of the weather, and that's why the spectators come too, I guess, right? I mean, there's nothing better to do on a Saturday night. Come on out and check out Arena Cross at Tingley Coliseum.
Well, I tell you, and I know I have a great respect for motocross in general, but Arena Cross, there's not a bad seat. And I mean, it is a full show. I mean, there's a full show of racing. You got all different ages, all different classes, but also got some freestyle and some other stuff that goes on. I mean, what kind of things can somebody expect to come out and see tonight?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're out here right now. The pits are filling up. There's a bunch of racers showing up, getting ready to sign in, do track walk, do practice, do heat races. So the nice thing is for the night show is that you're only seeing the top riders. So, you know, starting at 7 o'clock tonight, the main events will be going for all the classes. And at intermission, we're going to have X Game freestyle guys here doing backflips, which if you've never seen, is pretty awesome, especially, in a stadium as small as Tingley. It makes it exciting, that's for sure.
So, I mean, over the last couple of years, we've seen the evolution of all different types of racing equipment, motorcycles, bikes, you know, for the street and off-road. What are some of the innovations that you continue to see when it comes to motorcycles?
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, like, everything's fuel-injected now.
Wow.
On the new YZ450, you can actually tune the fuel delivery, the ignition timing with your phone, with a power tuner download app from Yamaha on your phone. It connects via Wi-Fi.
So wow.
Technology is pretty insane these days. I mean, that's on a stock bike, you know. You don't even have to go buy mapping hardware or anything to do that. It's crazy.
That's amazing. So, I mean, can you hack, you know, your competitors with your phone and actually like detune their bike?
Only if you got their code. Every bike comes with an ECU specific like 9-digit code. So if they're silly enough to give you their code, yeah, you could probably detune them a bit.
Well, dude, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, right? So, I've got to ask you, what's it feel like? I mean, you've ridden at all levels, including the pro level. What's it like to be on the gate with all those competitors and everybody's got to try and make it through turn one?
I think that's what all the racers live for, man. I mean, that's when you get the adrenaline rush, you know, the calm before the storm, you know, when those engine RPMs go up, that's when you get the adrenaline and the goal is to be there first and stay out of trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, if you had some bad crashes, you know, trying to get through turn one, or have you, you know, mastered that?
Yeah, I think every racer has. I mean, that'll set you back. I mean, when you're trying to fit 15 bikes in enough space for three, something's going to happen. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, get your elbows up.
Yeah, talk a little bit about Bobby J's. I mean, if you think about, you know, like all of the different motorcycle vendors and they all got to make it into turn one, you guys have done something right because, the oldest continuous Yamaha dealer in the country. I mean, what does that mean to carry that badge?
Man, I think, like, our recipe for success that my grandpa taught me is just, you know, Albuquerque and New Mexico and everything, that's our family too. And you just treat all the customers right and do what's best for them. And, and you'll see the returns, you know, 20, 30 years later, they're bringing their grandkids in to buy a bike or whatever, you know? So that's how we've made it, is just being so involved in the community, supporting events like this, and treating customers right. So I think that's how we've made it since 1956.
So, always a dream as a kid, you know, starting 3, 4, 5 was to have a bike under the tree for Christmas.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
you guys got some opportunities for matching bikes, you know, for you and your son.
Yeah, we got tons of opportunities for bikes for Christmas coming up. We actually got in, the new YFZ 50 quads, the Raptor 90s, the PW 50s. We just got in a big shipment of those, which is what I grew up riding, you know, I don't put my age out there, but probably like 1982, same bike. We started carrying a brand SSR because, you know, we recognize that the sport is getting more expensive. So we have starter bikes that come with a warranty and we get parts and stuff for about $800.
Wow. And I didn't mean to exclude daughters, if anybody's out there thinking daughters or wives or anything like that. But I mean, you know, for moms, I mean, moms always seem to be, you know, concerned about, you know, concussions, getting hurt and stuff like that. I mean, you guys got a full line of safety equipment as well, right?
Yeah, the innovation in that has gone so far too, you know. I mean, the safety ratings that they get, the new technology with the pucks, little cups inside the helmet that really cushion any kind of blows, it's really come a long ways. The chest protectors, the neck braces, I mean, we have all that safety gear in stock as well.
Give a shout out to Bobby J's. I mean, where can people go and check out your equipment?
Yeah, we're at 4724 on Manal, just west of San Mateo. We're open today, 8:30 till 5. Stop by, say hi, come on out to the arena cross.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, actually, I want to say, if you don't know where Bobby J's is, you don't know where Albuquerque is.
If you can't find it, use your smartphone, right?
That's right. And speaking of which, I mean, you guys got the Instagram and got the Twitter and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we're on Facebook and Instagram for sure. You can even go to our website, bjsyamaha.com, and just click on the Facebook link and follow us. And we have specials on there and just events going on and things like that. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Are you racing today, man?
You know what? I'm gonna go out to practice. I'm gonna race, and if guys show up in the +30, I'll race tonight.
Awesome.
Otherwise, I'll just be hanging out with the kids while they race.
Do they call that the senior division?
Yeah, I'm kind of like a lost. Yeah.
That's BS. It should
you
be like what? A mid senior division,
now
right?
You say that I'm not racing.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. No. Hey, thank you, man, Keith. Appreciate you. Appreciate you supporting this event, man. Because without sponsors, we can't get it done. So, hey, good luck out there, and thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
All right. That was Keith Johnson. Of course, the Johnson family been running Bobby J's. I tell you, had experience with them when I used to run Sandia Speedway, and we had the motocross track out there. Great salt of the earth people, man, and getting it done. And it's all, I mean, their staff is phenomenal. You go in there and everybody's got a smile on their face and willing to help. And, but just a, you know, quick shout out, coming up 9 a.m. You got FM Sports Saturday, Fred Holberg and Marty Watts, 10 a.m. Team High School Show with Scott Coletti and James Yotis, 1 p.m. The 6A championship game is going to be here. La Cueva versus Cleveland pregame show starting at 12:30, 6 p.m. Big Ten championship, number 19, Northwestern versus number 10, Ohio State. Sunday, 11 a.m., Broncos versus Bengals, 2:05. You got the Chiefs versus Raiders, and it's going to be a lot. But hey, thank you so much for coming in this morning, RJ. Do you have big plans for Christmas?
Christmas, I'm staying in town. I'm working with you. I'm working as much as possible, and just a breather, you know? I'm here.
So I was going to say, man, I mean, going to school full-time, man, it's got to, you know, got to take some time for yourself, bro.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere this time, but hey, find an event out here, and I'll let y'all know.
Well, it looks like we got plenty of stuff to go do. I don't think it's going to be slowing down anytime soon. Also want to thank Kelly Watson for running the board and putting up with us, and you got a little thumbs up there. And of course, you know, a lot of great things. And I tell you, the award show, the awards bank with NASCAR, a lot of changes going on. I mean, silly season. We could do a whole show on silly season. It's amazing how many things are going on. We're just waiting for that first one to fall. And I really think that out of respect, they wanted to get to the other side of the awards banquet. But we're going to see a lot of movement next couple of weeks. And it's really something like 79 days to the start of the season. It's one of the longest, most grueling seasons of the year. But this has been the New Mexico Motorsports Report, and we thank you for listening. And hope you enjoyed it on Facebook, and hope to continue to bring great quality programming for you here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Henry Winkler, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope, ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you're into it, we're into it.
KQTM FM, Rio Rancho, Albuquerque, 101.7 The Team, your hometown radio station.